Hello again, everybody. This is Pastor Matt, and shortly we will be praying again together. And I pray that shortly we will be praying again together in person. But alas, at this point, we are doing so in this manner, and we will take what we can get. So there's our number one prayer of thanksgiving for tonight. As we head into our evening of praying, I think it would be helpful for you to have two things in your hands, and I will have three on this side, but I'll share the third with you. I can do that in this medium. The first would be your Bible. Hopefully you have one, and if you do, and if you'd like to put your hands on it right now and even open it and have it ready, Romans chapter 8, one verse, and that's verse 32. I'll be there in a moment. The next thing that you would do well to have tonight would be the prayer guide. That's on the website. There's a link that you can download the prayer guide from or at. I'll check my English later. Anyhow, hopefully you are able to get that and have it in front of you in one format or another. If you have been able to print it out and it's before you in hard copy format, then a pen or a pencil would be really helpful for you to fill in the parts that are intentionally left blank. Regarding other needs that simply aren't on the prayer guide, and then names of non-believers. That's a very important part of our prayer guide. And the third thing, which I am holding, and if you'll stand by, I'll share with you, is the autobiography of George Mueller. So he was ministering in England in the 1800s, and he had numerous orphanages. And he was a man of remarkable faith and a man with a very powerful and pronounced prayer life. So, I think we'll stick with him for a couple weeks. Let me do this. Let me read from the Bible, the verse that he's going to highlight. Then I'll read an excerpt from his autobiography. We'll finish with that verse again, and then we'll take a look at that prayer guide and see how we want to use that perhaps in the next few minutes or hours. Romans chapter 8, verse 32, we read this. He, that is God, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? This is an encouragement when we are thinking about going to him in prayer and then shortly going to him in prayer, to know that this is his attitude and his posture toward us. Well, he isn't a God who is word only. He's deed as well. And George Mueller recognized that, so why don't you listen to this for just a couple minutes. This is an excerpt from March 17th, 1842. This morning our poverty, which has now lasted for several months, became exceedingly great. I left my house a few minutes after 7 to go to the orphan houses to see whether there was enough money to buy milk. I prayed that the Lord would have mercy on us, even as a father has mercy on his children. I reminded him of the consequences that would result, both in the lives of believers and unbelievers, if we had to give up the work because of lack of money, and that he, therefore, would not permit it to fail. While I was walking and praying, I met a brother who was on his way to work. I greeted him and walked on, but he ran after me and gave me £1 for the orphans. Thus the Lord speedily answered my prayer. Truly, it is worth being poor and greatly tried in faith for the sake of having such precious daily proof of the loving interest which our kind Father takes in everything that concerns us. How could our Father do otherwise? He gave us the greatest possible proof of his love when he gave us his own son. Surely he will also freely give us all things. And there is our note for Romans 8:32. If the hearts of the children of God are comforted and their faith strengthened, it is worth being poor and greatly tried in faith. Those who do not know God may read or hear of his dealings with us and see that faith in God is more than a mere notion. So perhaps you are one who could use the comfort that God provides, the strength for your faith that he can, and according to Romans 8:32, will not hesitate to provide. Perhaps you are somebody who has concerns, and they're rather great. Well, then you are in the right place as you prepare to, with us, pray. Perhaps for needs that you have, certainly for the needs that we know many others have on many other fronts. So let's finish with that verse once again and take a look at our prayer guide. Here's Romans 8:32. Keep this in mind as you turn to the Lord in prayer here shortly. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We are safe to take God at his word, and that is another prayer of thanksgiving that we can offer tonight before we even get after the things that we've lined out for ourselves to pray. Who else can you take at their word every time? Who else speaks and their word does not fail? There is no other. We are greatly privileged to be praying in Jesus' name, he who has been so graciously provided to us by God our Father. So as we enter now into that precious time of prayer, you have the prayer guide before you. If it is just you by yourself this evening, then you have quite a laundry list of people in various places. People in various places with various needs. Some of those places are very nearby. Some of those names are very familiar to you. Some of those places are further away. Some of the names are not as familiar to you. Know this. Our loving Heavenly Father, to whom we are all together praying as one, knows you, knows your name, knows your circumstances, knows the number of hairs on your head, and therefore if and when and where we bump into on our prayer guide those names of people that we don't know, that shouldn't give us much pause, really, unless there is to listen for the discerning movement of the Holy Spirit, if it's up to any one of us to get to know the one who belongs to the name in front of us. But if you don't know them, that shouldn't cause hesitation. We are perfectly equipped still to pray for them. So you'll see a number of categories there on the prayer guide. And it might be that you choose to go category by category. If it is more than just you, if it's a couple of you or a larger group, or if you're connected on the phone with somebody, then maybe this is where you strategize and you assign various categories to various prayers. And that way the work is spread out, but all the work is still done, just not all of it by any one person. I think that's a pretty good representation of how the church works and is supposed to work. Again, if it's just you, please don't feel that you are lesser or greater. But all of us together, as we turn our attention now to praying, are indeed praying in Jesus' name, can expect God to hear and graciously act. So with that in mind, let's move toward our knees if we're able, and let's pray.